Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryce and Alex with your 8am Zedlines. Starting with some local news, inland Queensland is currently undergoing a cold snap, with towns such as Roma, Toowoomba, Marles and Charleville dropping to below freezing temperatures. Roma leads this trend with a recorded negative 3.2 degrees Celsius this morning, with the Bureau of Meteorology attributing this to a deep low pressure system off southern New South Wales driving cold and dry southwesterly winds. Frost is forecast from the central interior to almost as far as the Atherton Tablelands, with far north Queensland continuing to enjoy mild conditions with highs in the upper 20s. Brisbane will face temperatures as high as 19 degrees during the day, falling to single digits during the night. A recent rule clarification from Queensland Health has left many small businesses at risk of closure. The Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency introduced new industry guidelines last week that alters the ability dentists and nurses have to work with injectables. These new guidelines, first introduced in December, make that registered nurses cannot buy or hold stock of S4 class cosmetic injectable medicines at the clinic if they work there, which are typical injectables used for Botox. Megan McRae, owner of Attuned Aesthetics, says that the regulations are, quote, a tax on vanity, honestly, and an attack on women-led businesses, end quote. In national news, New South Wales Deputy Premier Prue Carr has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Ms. Carr, who's also the state's education minister and minister for Western Sydney, is stepping down from all her roles other than Deputy Premier position while taking personal leave. This follows her previous diagnosis of kidney cancer in 2022. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says that the thoughts of the government were with Ms. Carr.
Nine News US correspondent Lauren Tomasi was shot in the knee with a rubber bullet yesterday while covering the protests in Los Angeles. The protests have been happening for 4 days following Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers executing search warrants in many locations across LA. Officers wearing helmets and holding batons forced the protesters away while also using tear gas to try and dispel the crowds. Leader of the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, released a statement on X yesterday, saying, quote, deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. It is part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. Tomasi said in a post on X that it is important we keep on telling the stories that need to be told. In international news, a referendum to relax citizenship laws in Italy has been declared invalid after failing to meet the required participant threshold. Only 30% of valid voters participated, which was well short of the 50% threshold. The main proposal of the referendum, which aimed to halve the wait time required before applying for citizenship, was supported by Italy's trade unions and civil society groups, but was resoundingly rejected by far-right Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Meloni declared that she would boycott the vote and actively discouraged Italians from casting a ballot, stating that Italy's citizenship laws were already very open and excellent. Of the 78 referendums Italy has held since World War II, only half have attracted enough votes to make them binding. For your weather today, Brisbane is chilly with some light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.